Why prescriptions don't work. First off, what I mean by prescription. A prescription, much like being prescribed medication, refers to all the advice, the five-step plans, the how-to guides, the techniques, the tactics, and life hacks given to you by parents, friends, teachers, books, courses, coaches, mentors, gurus, and social media experts. Now, to be clear, if you think there is nothing wrong with receiving prescriptions and they have helped you achieve all of your goals, great. This discourse is for the people who have tried all the advice, read all the books, tried all the techniques, and feel helpless because they just don't seem to work. You are my people, and I have the answer for your sneaky suspicion that they do not work, because I was that person. I was an athlete who struggled with anxiety, depression, and even suicidal thoughts at the worst of it, you know, all the fun stuff. I'm an obsessive type, so I read all the books on mindset, worked with sports psychologists for nearly a decade, and I tried all the tips, tricks, and techniques you have heard from all the experts before, and none of it worked. In fact, it only made things worse. Not only did I have all the regular mental health issues as before, but I also now had the added bonus of feeling completely helpless because I seemingly tried everything. After working with more than 50 athletes in 2023, I now know for certain that my case is not unusual. Perhaps this is exactly where you're at. And if it is, I'm glad you're hearing this, because here it is. Here is why prescriptions do not work. You come to me with a problem. You come to me with a simple question. How do I solve problem A? How do I achieve ABC goal? If I give you advice in the form of, well, just do X, Y, and Z in order to achieve ABC and solve problem A. So you will go off and try to do X, Y, Z. And then you will come back to me and ask, am I doing X, Y, and Z correctly? And then I will have to reply, oh no, you just need to adjust X this way and tweak Y this way and get a better feel for the technique of Z. This back and forth will go on for the rest of your life. You will spend your entire life refining XYZ technique. You will need discipline and commitment and a great work ethic to do so. And you will be celebrated for this. Now, if my XYZ doesn't work to achieve the ABC that you desire, you will just move on to the next coach or guru that will give you a brand new XYZ. And thus, the journey of continuous improvement continues. And this too will go on for the rest of your life. These cycles go round and round like the horses of a carnival ride, endlessly up and down and up and down. It will go on for so long, and you will be so immersed in the perfection of XYZ technique that you will forget about the ABC. And that is where most people find themselves right now. How long a person meditates for is more important than becoming enlightened. How many hours an entrepreneur works is more important than the result of the business. How many repetitions an athlete does is more important than the performance. How much information, certifications, and degrees one has is more important than the actual impact they have. How much one focuses on the process and enjoys the journey is more important than the arrival. Somewhere along the way, someone realized they could make a lot of money selling people X, Y, and Z with the complete understanding that the customer would become totally dependent on them to make sure they are doing X, Y, and Z correctly. Somewhere along the way, someone realized that if we just focused on the process and enjoyed the journey, everyone would feel better about themselves and we would be free from the stress and strain of actually trying to achieve anything. And it worked. Everyone has been collectively let off the hook. It's okay not to become enlightened. It's okay not to reach your ultimate potential. It's okay not to perform at your best. It's okay to not achieve anything. Just enjoy the journey. Just fall in love with the process. But what is the point of walking up a mountain if not to get to the summit? What is the point of going on a journey if not to arrive? Achieving anything is not difficult. The difficult part is ignoring the advice, how-tos, and five-step plans you have been conditioned to so desperately seek. But even this becomes easy when you truly understand that they will never lead you anywhere. Advice of XYZ does not work because XYZ becomes the goal. It's beating around the bush. If you actually want to achieve something in this lifetime, if you do not want to waste your entire life constantly refining XYZ, I tell you this. Set the bush on fire and go directly for what you want. For if the desire for ABC is true within your heart of hearts, you will work out the X, Y, and Z yourself. For your success, Alec.